The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Standing by the cross of Jesus were his mother and his mother's sister, Mary, the wife of Clopas, and Mary Magdalene. When Jesus saw his mother and the disciple there whom he loved, he said to his mother, "Woman, behold your son." Then he said to the disciple, "Behold your mother." And from that hour, the disciple took her into his home. The Gospel of the Lord. First of all, if Jesus had other brothers and sisters, John would not have taken his mother to his home. What do we know about today's memorial? Our Lady of Sorrow, what do we know about it? Archbishop Fulton Sheen said in his book, The World's First Love, he said, "There are two Bethlehems, the one in Judea and the one in Jerusalem. The one in Judea, Mary gave birth to a son and gave the son to the world. The one in Jerusalem, the world murdered his son and gave him back to the mother. If you were our blessed mother, how would you feel? What sorrow that would have been for her standing at the foot of the cross. The church gives us seven sorrows of Mary, seven of them, but we do know there are more than the seven that the church identifies. The first is the prophecy in Luke chapter 2, verse 34 to 35. And a sword will pierce her heart, Simeon said to her. During the dedication, if you like, during baptism, you know, or the dedication. Imagine her pondering those words, and a sword is going to pierce her heart because of this child. And the second sorrow she experienced, we find in Matthew chapter 2, the flight to Egypt. Imagine her frantically running for her life and trying to protect the child. Matthew chapter 2, verse 13 to 15. And the third was the loss of the son when they went to the temple in Luke chapter 2, verse 41 to 51. Imagine losing your son, not knowing where to find him. And the fourth was when she met her son on the way to Calvary, beaten, battered, bleeding. Luke chapter 23. If you're a mother, how would you have felt seeing your son disfigured? The fifth one was the crucifixion, the gospel of today, John chapter 19. And standing at the foot of the cross and looking at the son in agony, in pain, almost helpless, and crying out, my God, why have you forsaken me? And the sword would have pierced her heart. The fifth or the sixth was when the body of Jesus was brought down from the cross and handed to her mother or his mother. Matthew chapter 15, the Pietà, carrying a lifeless body of your son. And the seventh one was the burial, the funeral. putting him in the tomb, also in John chapter 19, after today's gospel. In all of this, two things I would like to single out. The first is that even God did not spare her daughter, did not spare his daughter, his wife, and his mother from suffering. God did not spare Mary from suffering. If God did not spare our Blessed Mother from suffering, then there must be something about suffering that in the economy of salvation is a blessing, so to say. Today, where is she after all this suffering? She's in glory. We celebrate her, her assumption, and her queenship. Suffering is only for a limited time. What is, rather than complain, what is my attitude towards suffering, towards the pain that I feel? That's the one lesson. Am I going to complain and keep complaining, or am I going to ask for grace to be able to carry them? The second lesson is the fact that she knew pain, just as our Lord knew pain. She knew suffering. And she's able to identify with those who suffer. No wonder when we make our intercessions and petitions, we ask for her intercession, for grace, to be able to follow through. Let us pray for all those who are in crisis, who are undergoing pain, suffering, crisis in marriage, in their workplaces, in their vocation, in their faith, that our Blessed Mother may continue to intercede for us on this day. Amen.